Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 215 for Thursday, January 8th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were steady to a bit higher in most months Thursday morning as the market saw some consolidation near key resistance levels. Canola is down 20 cents to up $2. The March contract down 20 cents now at $449 per ton. That March contract was hovering near the $450 per ton mark in early activity, and the contract has traded above that level every day this week before eventually retreating to settle below the key chart point. Gains in Chicago soy oil, together with overnight advances in other oilseed markets, did account for some spillover buying interest in canola. Solid end-user demand and continued weakness in the Canadian dollar also remained supportive. However, light scale-up farmer selling tempered the advances. Ideas the gains are looking overdone also put some pressure on values, especially as U.S. soybeans turned lower. The large U.S. soybean supply situation and relatively favorable crop conditions for beans in South America also pressured values. Wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were lower. After initially posting gains overnight, soybeans turned down with the grains, losing 1 to 7 cents. The March contract down 7 at $10.49 per bushel. Those losses in beans came despite some relatively favorable weekly export sales, with the USDA reporting sales of nearly a million tons during the week ended January 1st. That was well above trade guesses and the previous four-week average. Corn is down 1 to 3 cents in early trade, the March contract down 2 at $3.94 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales failed to live up to expectations, and the softening demand was bearish for prices. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar was thought to be behind some of the slowdown in exports as the U.S. grains are becoming more and more expensive for international buyers. Wheat is down 5 to 8, the March contract in Chicago down 8 cents at $5.71 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat sales were also disappointing, accounting for some of the early selling. In addition, the cold Midwestern weather conditions that propped up wheat values earlier in the week have largely been priced into the futures for the time being. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, January 8th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkentin.